Hi, this is Eric RPG from RP Grinders, and next to the publisher, I actually got a review code of Turricon, so now here's the review. Remember Turricon? Big European run-gun platformer? I could get into some details about each game, but the game kind of does that during the splash screen for the game selection, but it is a collection of some of the best Turricon games. I wish there were more, and I'll get into that later. But all the Turrican games share essentially the same gameplay loop. You run, jump, shoot, and use beam to freeze enemies, or you can use bombs or mines. And you can even go to a wheel mode. And the first game was heavy on exploration, as well as the sequel, Turrican 2. But you can go explore and find secret areas to get extra lives and points if you're into the high scores. But anyways, you could also pick up power-ups like health pickups, shields, bombs, mines, or different shot types, which could be upgraded by getting more of the same shot type color. But in later games, you could also defeat certain enemies by jumping on them. I never really tried it with the Amiga versions of Turrican and Turrican 2, but I know at least you could do that in Mega Turrican and Super Turrican. The game kind of defies genre norms because it's kind of a hodgepodge of genres. It's got elements of Mario, Contra, Mega Man, and even Metroid. There are a couple other games that are European-centric that it also references, but I'm not familiar with those. But Turrican 2 didn't really change much, but the audio and narrative presentation of it has been improved over the first game, and includes probably Chris Hulsbeck's best work, and has intro cutscene explaining the story before you get into the game proper, because I guess they figured it was better to do all the exposition in an intro sequence and then just let you play the game. But there's a fun little fact about Turrican 2 before I move on to the other two Turrican games, and that would be that Turrican 2 did receive a console release, but it was reskinned as a movie tie-in licensed game called Universal Soldier, based on the movie of the same name with Van Damme. But, which is really weird. But maybe, if there's a Turrican Flashback 2, maybe we could get, what would the game look like had it not been turned into Universal Soldier? And they'll actually finish it, and it'll be the SNES version, because, that never got released either, the SNES version of Universal Soldier. But it'd be pretty funny if we just got that version of the game in the next Flashback collection, should there be one. But with Turrican 2 or 3, sorry, we're done with 2, but the thing is, it's not actually on the collection proper. We get Mega Turrican instead, which is basically just the Mega Drive Genesis port of Turrican 3. It's kind of a shame we didn't get the Amiga version, because the soundtrack's unique for that platform. But this game, unlike the others, definitely has a bit of a more linear progression system. There are still places that you can go to collect power-ups, but it's definitely far more rigid in its level design, which could help out, because it's probably a more digestible way for other players to get through the game and not get lost, which I'm betting there were some people that complained about the previous games. But the game also introduced a grappling hook, which is somewhat useful for level travel. I didn't use it that much, but it is an option you can use. But the last game in this collection, Super Turrican, is completely original title in the series. It's not based on any previous release, but it's kind of a best of collection from the previous games, including the game's soundtrack. But it does feature Dolby surround sound support, so you could blast the game in stereo back in the day, and it's still represented here. one thing that was changed was the mines are now limited to the wheel form, but you can drop an unlimited number of them as long as you have the wheel meter gauge full, which does deplete the longer you're in wheel form. And it's also easier to control this time, so it's actually much more practical to use this time in the game. It can let you get into some secret areas. But that's enough of each individual game, but now I'm going to rate the collection itself. The quality of the emulation is actually pretty good. All the games have save state support and a rewind feature, which is mapped to a single button. And that's another thing in the game. You can remap the control scheme for each game. And you can even insert the cheats for that each game might have had. And you can load up a cheat file and just quickly reference what cheat codes there are. And the game describes the cheat codes as defined by what a button does rather than an actual button, because your configuration might be different depending on whether or not you mess with control settings. But that's pretty nice. But if there was anything lacking in the collection, it'd be the exclusion of Super Turrican 2, which is kind of inexcusable, and the only reason I could think of that it wouldn't be in this collection is because they are either saving it for another collection, or emulating it proved too difficult, or maybe there's some rights entanglement issues with that game, because it was a late SNES title, and I'm not sure Factor 5 actually made that game. But, the other issue would probably be the lack of any kind of art or music gallery that you could check out, because that would have been nice, or maybe to hear alternative versions of the soundtracks for each of the various ports of the Turrican series. But maybe those are things that could be addressed in a possible second collection. But if you're a fan of Turrican or the genre, be sure to pick this up either on the PS4 or the Switch. And the rating for this I'm going to give the game is an 8 out of 10. And that's Eric RPG from RPG Grinders. To see you guys next time. But if you want to support me, I have a Patreon, which you can check out on my Twitter profile. It's at EricRPG. And that's it. See you guys later. Bye-bye.